Tortoise.
Hello, I'm Tomini, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. Today, the story of a council tenant who's been living in a hotel for almost 9 months because his home has problems with damp and mould.
It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare because ordinary bed, there's no microwave, there's no fridge, it's only go there, sleep, go out.
Around a million homes in England have similar problems, and it's especially bad in the private rented sector, where around 9% of properties have issues with damp. Who's to blame and how can the problem be fixed? We'll have more after the break.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Jeremiah Bizimana first reported a water leak in the bathroom of his Haringey council house in 2019. After that leak, mould spread across his bathroom ceiling. It took a while to get his landlord's attention. All across the country, repairs to properties slowed during the COVID-19 lockdowns. So in 2021, Jeremiah Bizimana raised the problem again. Eventually, in July 2023, the council inspected his home and found the bathroom floor was rotten.
If I go there, go in, it may fall down because they found out that the wood underneath was rotten, so I couldn't fall underneath.
He was told the problem would take a few days to fix and was moved to a hotel.
So be careful here. Yeah. There is a hole here.
So 9 months later, he's still living out of a bag, and every few weeks he has to move to a different hotel.
Because I was moving from hotel to another hotel, so I have two suitcases because I cannot take everything. So say, for example, they put me in this hotel today. My housing officer, sometimes she books late. The same day, the booking expires. So maybe around 10 o'clock, say, okay, you will have a booking in another hotel.
The Housing Ombudsman, which investigates complaints involving social housing tenants, said last year there was a culture of apathy at Haringey Council. The report found a distinct lack of ownership, accountability, and intrinsic motivation when the council handled complaints. The Ombudsman added that over the past 2 years, more than two-thirds of complaints against Haringey involving leaks, damp, and mould had been upheld.
A defining moment for the housing sector. The words of a coroner today as she ruled that a toddler died because of the dreadful condition of his social housing.
It was the death of two-year-old Awab Ishak in 2020 that highlighted the scale of the damp and mould crisis across the country. Awab developed a respiratory condition as a result of prolonged exposure to mould in a one-bedroom flat owned by Rochdale Boroughwide Housing. His father had first complained about the mould in 2017 and been advised to paint over it. In a statement read outside court by their lawyer Kelly Darlington, the family said they drew attention to the problem as vigorously as they could, but they weren't listened to.
Stop discriminating, stop being racist, stop providing unfair treatment to people coming from abroad, stop housing people in homes you know are unfit for human habitation.
The family had come to Britain from Sudan, and an inquest into the toddler's death heard that officials at the Housing Association made assumptions about their culture, including saying that they had a lifestyle of boiling food in pans on the stove, and that they practiced ritual bathing. The coroner found the activities that contributed to the damp and condensation were normal ones, such as cooking, washing, bathing, and drying clothes. Gareth Swarbrick, the chief executive of the social housing landlord involved in Awab's case, was fired after refusing to resign. Landlords frequently blame tenants' lifestyles for damp and mould, but the challenge is really about how we provide space for a growing population in a country with ageing houses. We'll have more after the break.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The government has introduced Awab's Law, an amendment to social housing legislation which requires landlords to investigate and fix health hazards reported to them within strict deadlines. Labour has said that it will extend this legal requirement to the private rental sector too. But Suzanne Mooner of the Social Housing Action Campaign says there's already legislation requiring rented housing in flats to be fit for human habitation.
The biggest problem is enforcing it, because these big landlords are wholly unaccountable. They will ignore the regulator, they will ignore the ombudsman, they will ignore the courts.
Jeremiah Bizimana has three adult children who've all left home now. He worries that while he's waiting for repairs, there's nowhere for his children to go if they run into difficulties themselves.
My children, at the moment, they cannot visit me. And as you know, there is a rent, how it's high. Even if they moved out, but they can come here anytime in case they have difficulties. And at the moment, there's no way they can do that.
In a statement, Haringey Council said it had apologised to Jeremiah and given him a disturbance payment. It explained that following the initial move into hotel accommodation, structural damage caused by a leak was identified in his flat, which meant it would take much longer to fix than initially anticipated. It added that, in the meantime, our teams undertook other repairs in the property, such as a mould wash and decorating. Unfortunately, delays by our contractor, which could not have been foreseen, meant a much longer stay in hotel accommodation. Thank you for listening to The Sensemaker from Tortoise. This episode was written by Jeevan Varsiga and mixed by Imi Harper. Jeevan recently made a podcast series charting the status of social housing from the late 1970s to the present day. In it, he explores the different solutions being offered by the public and private sector and investigates how solving the crisis could have a monumental impact on our society at large. To listen, just search for Making Sense of Social Housing on the Tortoise Audio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tortoise. Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right, because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1, only from Rust-Oleum.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.